Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Step Back, How to Bring the Art of Reflection into Your Busy Life, by Joseph L. Badaracco, narrated by Daniel Henning. There are very few human beings who receive the truth, complete and staggering, by instant illumination. Most of them acquire it fragment by fragment, on a small scale, by successive developments, cellularly, like a laborious mosaic. The Diary of Anais Nin, 1939 to 1944. 1. Mosaic Reflection. The founder and CEO of a very successful venture capital firm gives a particular piece of advice to entrepreneurs when his firm invests in their companies. He tells them, "If I ever come into your office and find you looking out the window with your feet up on the desk, I'm going to double your salary." The CEO was sending two messages, and we all need to hear them. First, reflection is extremely important. In fact, it may be more important now than ever. As our world becomes more complex, fluid, time-pressured, and data-saturated, we need to think deeply about situations, problems, and decisions, at work and throughout the rest of life. The second lesson is that the world today makes it very hard to find time for reflection and might even be eroding our capacity to reflect. What is reflection? The standard answer appears in familiar images. One is Rodin's famous sculpture, The Thinker. Another is a Buddhist monk sitting motionless in meditation. Another may be a solitary figure looking into a starry night sky, or a woman with her head bowed in quiet prayer. Thousands of pages have been written about this solitary, deliberate, tranquil approach to reflection. But what is its relevance for people who work and live in a vortex of tasks, meetings, decisions, and serious responsibilities? 4 years ago, I set out to answer that question. I interviewed more than 100 managers. They ranged from supervisors to CEOs and came from 15 countries. Most worked in businesses, but the group also included a police chief, heads of several religious organizations, the coach of a major professional sports team, and university administrators. I also carefully studied classic works like The Meditations of Marcus Aurelius and The Spiritual Exercises of Ignatius of Loyola, as well as a wide range of diaries and journals. In the end, I concluded that busy, responsible
Sample complete. Ready to continue?